decades, she said. She doesn't know who all has them or whatever. And she put it on her mom, and she said, she didn't know.
Okay, here we go.
You know?
I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress back to order. Are there any reports from select committees? Congresswoman Stabler?
I'd like to report bill number, I guess I should say first, the Rules and Ethics Committee met. I'd like to report out bill number ONCA 2001, an act to amend 15 ONC subsect 1A 103. A, 1A 104D, 1A 105, 1A 107, and 1A 108, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Vote results were 2 in favor, Lemon and Stabler, and 1 absent, Pratt.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Now on third reading. Bill number ONCA 20-01. An act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-103A, 1A-104D, 1A-105, 1A-107, and 1A-108 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm reminded Congressman Maker here at the table earlier, we're never going to get our laws perfect, and I think that's right. ONCA 2001 doesn't solve all of our problems. It's a step in the right direction. Beginning with Section 2, what we've heard since the passage of the Budget Control Act is that we need more input, we need more people at the table, we need to make more informed decisions. Section 2 of this bill adds 2 people to the table for our Revenue Advisory Commission, one appointed by the Treasurer, and it cleans up language by removing a legislative budget director, which we don't have, and puts the Director of the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review and the Legislative Budget Analyst on our Revenue Advisory Commission. This is important. Section 3 of this bill. This last year, we all lived through this experience of not knowing how much needed to be appropriated for our direct assistance revolving funds. What we can do is write better law, and this is what this does. The provision in Section 3 clearly outlines what our budgetary outlay for our direct assistance revolving funds will be. It clearly establishes that in law so that there's no question about it. The argument at the table next September isn't going to be here because we've taken steps now to make sure that that argument's removed from this table. Section 4 specifically answers problems that we had during this session regarding how information is to be delivered to this body. We experienced this. We saw the friction that it caused. Our process forward is to write better law, and I believe that's what we're doing. Section 5, we all experienced this at this table. The struggle of where are the raises built in, where are they budgeted for, where are they not budgeted for. Section 5 removes that argument from this table in our future debates. It clearly establishes that base pay adjustments are still allowed, but they're budgeted as a separate item. It removes conflict from this table. I think it's a step in the right direction. The same is true for merit in Section 5. It removes that argument from this table. When we go into Section 6, some of the language in Section E is present in another bill. It is compromising language to work together to remove conflict from this table. Section F clarifies what I believe is vague language that is in current Osage law. It provides more direction more clarification and gives the executive branch more freedom to be able to execute their budgets. These are the types of steps that we need to be taking to improve Osage law and take steps in the right direction. I encourage everybody to read through this. We worked on it at the table this afternoon. It's not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction, and that's what we have to work at this table. So I encourage all of you to vote for it. Let's take one more step in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 20-01 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Baker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Bill fails. Moving on. Next is bill number ONCA 20-04. An act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-108 and 15 ONC section 1A-112 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Members of Congress, we've been working on this amendment to these two sections for a while. It's been at the committee table now twice. We worked quite a bit on it today. I'm opposed, and I've had several conversations with you to some language that's included in this bill that regards the revolving fund, the Osage Nation Matching Grant Fund Act. In committee, the language was amended out, and the bill with that language amended out still did what the sponsor wanted it to accomplish. It still removed the language that non-tribal funds that require tribal matching grants shall not be accepted until the tribal fund matching grant has been appropriated. I'm all for that language being removed out of there, but it was replaced with language that references the matching grant fund, the language that's in there specifically now that got pulled out in committee and put back on general order day two or general order day three, says the Osage Nation Congress shall ensure that the requirements set forth in the matching grant fund, cites its code, are met by appropriations to avoid forfeiture of a grant. If you will go and review the language of the matching grant fund, that's what the matching grant fund is all about. I support that legislation. I voted yes for it. I support making appropriations to the matching grant fund. But the language as it's written in this bill to ensure that the requirements set forth in that matching grant fund act, to me, we can't even accomplish that as Congress, because the requirements of the act, if you go and review it, are that the revolving fund is established, it names the fund, has no fiscal year limitations, it's administered by the treasurer, the fund shall be invested as by the investment policy of the nation, it holds the interest and dividend back into the fund, and it's sitting there for future grant awards. It limits or prohibits the nation from borrowing or using that as collateral on a loan, and it prohibits the fund from expenditures other than approved matching grants, and then it also allows for the funds to be disestablished. Those are the requirements in law. There's no way Congress can ensure an appropriation by those requirements in law. I'm going to vote no for this legislation because I don't think that we need to write bad laws that don't make sense. I tried to make my point. I've talked to several people in the executive. They understand what I'm saying. The requirements are all on the Treasury and the Treasurer. None are on Congress on the matching grants fund. There's nothing in that act that assures that we appropriate money to the fund. They come to us with an appropriation request, which we gladly hear, which we appropriated this past CISO session. So that's as long-winded as I'm going to get today, so I'm just explaining my no vote against this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Edwards.
I also will be a no vote today. You know, we've been here all day long, and we worked hours in a committee. We have a fellow congressman who takes the time to listen, to identify problems in law, and to put forth some solutions, and we aren't willing to pass that law to go see, you know, what the executive branch feels about it. Now we have a law that wasn't even written by anyone in this room, was handed to us. Hey, pass it. That's not the way we're supposed to work. And I take pride in what comes out of this body, and I know you all do too. So it doesn't make sense. It's in the Budget Control Act. It is about the matching grant fund, and it says that we're going to meet the requirements. The Congress is going to meet the requirements by appropriation. The Congress can't do that. We can't ensure that the requirements are met. That's the job of the Treasurer as per the bill. So my vote will be no because it's not even anything that this Congress can even do.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other members of Congress wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Walker.
Oh boy. I filed this bill 2 months ago, and it wasn't written by anyone in this room. I'm not real sure how relevant that is to whether you vote yes or no on the bill. It was a suggestion that was made to me by the treasurer and Candy Thomas, who works with grants, identified some issues. That was language that they requested. The requirements that are set forth in the matching grant fund, I mean, I get it. There's no requirements in the matching grant fund that necessitate any of this. Is the language great or even good? I would probably agree that it's not. But this is a no harm, no foul type deal right here. And this isn't even the meat of what this bill does. The main ingredient to this bill is that it removes the non-tribal revenue and indirect cost recoveries from their intended expenditures and removes that requirement that the executive branch or removes that restriction that prohibits the executive branch from moving federal monies even if the funding agency is okay with it. I get it, Congresswoman Whitehorn. It's been an irritating day trying to get to Hominy by 6:45 for a tip-off for my son's game. That has no bearing on how we vote on this bill, but I'm ready to get out of here, I think, as we all are. I just myself, if there's something that is a no harm, no foul type deal, which in my opinion this is, and I feel strongly about this, even if there's something I don't like, whenever I cast my vote, I try to determine, does the good outweigh the bad or vice versa? And that's the way I ultimately vote. There is no doubt in my mind the good outweighs the bad in this bill. I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 20-04 pass?
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
No. Bill fails. Nope. Bill fails. Moving on, Bill number ONCA-20-05, an act to authorize $35,000 to be spent out of the capital asset fund for the purchase of a tractor to be utilized by Bird Creek Farm to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, how would you like to proceed?
I would like to close.
Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Lemon.
I waive my time.
Question is, shall Bill number ONCA-20-05 pass?
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There is also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Alternate effective date passes. Bill number 20-05 will advance to enrollment. Next, we are on Bill number ONCA-20-06, an act to appropriate the amount of $104,950 to the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of a building to be utilized domestic violence prevention programs and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congresswoman Stabler.
I'll waive my time.
Question is, shall Bill number ONCA-20-06 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Not participating.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA-20-06 will advance to enrollment. We're now on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the Appropriations Committee recommendation and confirm REDW LLC as the auditor to provide the nation's annual audit for fiscal years 2019 through 2022 in an amount not to exceed $370,536.
Second. Motion and a second. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have an amendment to change the word confirm to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to approve the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review annual audit plan for fiscal year 2020 submitted at 4:36 on November 19th to the Congress.
Point of order. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of order. Did we just vote on an amendment to the motion?
Yes.
And now do we need to vote on the main motion?
Yes.
Withdraw my motion. Sorry. Thank you.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can the motion be restated?
Congressman Potts. approved. I move to adopt the Appropriations Committee's recommendation and confirm.
Approved.
Approved, confirm is changed to approved to Red W LLC as the auditor to provide the nation's annual audit for fiscal years 2019 to 2022 in an amount not to exceed $370,536. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to approve the November 19th, 2009 Office of Fiscal and Performance Review Annual Audit Plan for Fiscal Year 20. Date stamped November 19th, 2009 at 4:36 p.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Edwards.
In order for the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review to begin their process of audits, we have to approve an audit plan. This is called for in the law, so.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Move to adjourn the session.
Real briefly, I'd like to make an announcement about the funeral services for Lookout Wilson. Been brought to me to announce they will be 8 a.m. at the Hominy Village Chapel on Thursday morning. Thursday morning at 8 a.m. So motion on the floor to adjourn the session.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned.